Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. Duff's here. TAB's Glenn Munsey will join us shortly here at Eagle Farm in our preview hour for June Stakes Day at Randwick. Just before we do, though, increase your chances by owning a winning share in joining Tricolours Racing and Syndications. Tricolours invite you to join three high-quality yearlings with three Group 1 winning trainers. You can race a Magnus Colt with Tony McAvoy. He's got a runner today in the big Group 1, or runners. Joe Pride with an Epaulette Colt, and an all-too-hard filly with John Sargent, all for the purchase price of $4,110, including GST. Ongoing monthly costs estimated at $150 per month. Don't miss your chance to race three high-quality yearlings with three of the country's best trainers. Contact James at Tricolours or visit tricolours.com.au. AFSL 336964. Let's get into Randwick now for June Stakes Day, and our Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, Mark Van Gestel's online. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate, and we're hoping in the next hour or so this fog lifts. It's been very foggy back in Sydney, and track work will be wrapping up there, but gee, we need it to lift quickly.
Yeah, still a little bit of it hanging around, but look, I'm sure by about 11:25, 11:30, we should be okay to go ahead, but it is hanging around a little longer than usual.
It is a heavy eight, as we know, with the rain that we've had, 50 mil since Tuesday, and the five that we got yesterday, that light drizzle. So we're into winter racing. That's what it's all about, I guess.
Yeah, that's it, Andrew. It's that time of the year where we strike a few wet tracks, and that's, I guess, what we've got to live with this time of year.
Yeah, it is. All right, what have you found for us?
Out of the third race, the highway, number three, Irish Song, finished third behind Lifesaver, but it didn't really obtain clear running in the straight at all, and couldn't be tested, particularly over the final 200 metres, and was only beaten a length and finishing third to that horse. I take over to race five, number nine, Canunga, Randwick on the 25th of May. Form shows there it finished last 17th, seven lengths behind November Man, but it was another one in the straight that was never able to be tested. In fact, it was dragged back through the field over the final 200 metres behind a couple of weakening horses. Also in that same race, number 12, I Am Kalani, on the same day at Randwick on the 25th of May, finished sixth behind. Lifesaver beat about 2.5 lengths. It jumped awkwardly, but then in the straight it was disappointed for clear running and about the 200 metre mark and couldn't be tested from that point onwards. And the final one to mention, race seven, the June Stakes, She Knows, finished seventh behind Deprived, beating about four lengths on the 25th of May. But we did speak to Brock Wright in respect to his riding in the straight. The horse was held up to about the 150 metre mark, and we then we questioned him in respect to his tactics at that stage when there was an opportunity to go back to the inside. But it didn't really get clear running into about the 50 metres, and it did finish the race off reasonably well after that. So it's probably one that should have finished a little closer in that race.
Okay, so that's out of the June Stakes today. Good on you, Mark. Let's hope the track plays fair, given the heavy eight, and we wish you the best down there.
Good. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Let's go to, well, who do we go to? Duff's been out there, and I've just got to work out which mic you're on. Glenn Munsey, good morning to you from TAB.
Good morning, Andrew. I don't know whether it is, but we're here and we're going, and we're ready for Stratty Day.
We is. It's a big day, and we should mention at this stage that Muns and Duff and Greg Radley and 50 others came together yesterday to form a new club that you were proudly telling us about last night there, Muns. I don't know whether you remember it, but a brand new Winx club, just for something different.
Yeah, well, any opportunity you have, Andrew, to get like-minded people together and have a, you know,
solve all the problems.
Yes, a little bit of lunch and some refreshments, always a good idea. Maybe not before a massive race day, but always a good idea.
It is. Peter Tye's at home now, still asleep, thinking, gee, that was a terrific day yesterday. He wasn't up early like you guys, but it sounded like a terrific day, and the replays, they had videos of all the replays, and Chris Waller, you were telling me, spoke so well about each and every one of them.
He did. He got to a stage there, I wish she would have been retired after she won about 20. Because Chris was waxing lyrical about each and every run and what she did and what the lead up to the race was and everything like that. But no, he brushed home his last 600 very, very quickly anyway. Yeah. But
did he give us a tip on Reloaded?
No, you can hardly get a tip out of him. But
yeah. Anyway, we wish
it wasn't hard to get one out of the owners. But,
exactly.
Yeah. Much harder to get one out of the trainer.
I tell you, we're going to get some tips for our listeners and our audience over this hour, and Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports is going to help that. Morning to you, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Munns. Nice to see you all dressed up. Munsy, a bit dusty. We got the tie on, which is good to see.
Yeah, it was a struggle to put the tie on, actually.
Still, it's the same one from yesterday.
Yeah, it's got that little mark there. I told you about it last night. He's good, Munns, though. When he came in, he came back to where we were staying last night, but I looked down, you still had the good quality shoes on, but no socks.
No socks.
No socks.
I felt the Queenslander.
All right, let's get cracking, because, Simon, it's heavy eight, it's winter time, it's what we've got to expect, I guess, for these tracks. We're in the need of rain.
Yeah, you can't complain this time of year. This is what you expect, and I'm sure trainers do look forward to this time of year. Horses, obviously, some perform better with the sting out, so not sure there's tricky today to find a few. I think Zorkan certainly one who'll appreciate the heavy track, but found it a pretty tricky meeting. Hopefully we can find a few winners.
All right, well, let's look at them. As we know, Brisbane starts here at 10 past 11. That'll be followed by the first in Sydney at 11.25.
Yes, and it's the Winter Racing Handicap, the first two-year-old event over 1,000 metres, and we start with Roman Wolf, who's a $9.50 chance. Covert Ops at $6.50. Lanagira, back as a gelding today, scratch from Newcastle to run here, $2.60 in favourite. North is at $9.50. Intrepidacious came out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Switched is a $6.50 chance. Yitai Synergy at $7. Catwalk is at $9.50. Tajuri, now Black McDougall only claim a half a kilo here, and it's a $10 chance. And Empires Collide is a $34 pop. Lanagira, easily the best supported runner here, from a peak of 360 in the full point to 260. Did actually go up 250 this morning, and they pushed it to 260. It's the most popular runner in front of Tajuri. And third pick now would be Switched. And just a note there with Tajuri, the winning margin of the race at Canberra is inflated because the second horse was disqualified. Mm. It actually only won by 2 lengths, not 3.6.
As is in the papers and everything there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Synergy showed some pace the other day.
Yeah, looks to be good speed in this. A lot of these two-year-olds seeing a heavy track for the first time. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do sort of stride out early. There looks good speed. As mentioned, they all look to press forward. Switched looks to be up there. As you touched on, Utah Synergy, Lanagira shouldn't be too far off them. Roman Wolf, and from out wide, both North and Tajuri both showed speed on debut. So there looks to be good tempo here. I guess it'll just be keeping them balanced, Ron.
Yeah, and these two-year-olds haven't seen wet tracks, so that's always a query going into a race like this. Lanagira, obviously, they had a good opinion of him last preparation. He was in the market in a couple of solid races in Victoria. They've gelded him. He just wasn't let go at all in a recent trial. Looked pretty sharp to me. I'll lean his way without getting too excited. I'm quite interested in this filly, Tajuri. I loved the trial prior to winning at Canberra. I think she's got something. I know she's got a little bit of work to do from out there, but there's only one little bend to get around here, so that's not too much of a concern. Catwalk's going to be the strong filly late. She just was a little bit green there at Gosford, and she knuckled down well late, so I'm expecting she's got more to show here. And Switched showed a good turn of speed at Kembla Grange, sitting outside the lead, and could be an improver as well. A tricky little start to the day, 3, 9, 8, and 6. I see it's the bit of a mover this morning, or a correction. Covert
Ops, 8.50 to 6.50.
Okay.
So it's not money related. So they've just had a few G. Well, it's 8.50 to 6.50. Lanagira is 2.50 to 2.60. North's 8.50 to 9.50. Switch the same. Yidai Synergy the same. Catwalk the same. And Tajuri went 9.50 to 10.
Okay, that's not money related. It's just rejigging the market.
Yeah, just rejigging, and that's still 128%, which is pretty high.
Yeah. Okay, so 3, 9, 8, and 6 in the first from Duff. What about you, Simon?
Yeah, found it very tricky, as we've touched on. A lot of two-year-olds seeing a heavy track for the first time, not a lot of exposed form to work with. I'll go with Covert Ops. I thought his run was solid behind Splintec's last start. He sort of jumped away slowly and then had to hunt up along the inside. He peaked on his run the sort of last 200 metres, but I think that's a decent form race, or brings the best form into this. Got to handle the track, but the inside draw should help. Josh Parr gets his chances to stalk as long as he begins well. I think he's probably a question mark that last 1,000 on a last sort of 100 metres on a heavy track, but I'm happy to lean his way. From Lanagira, not easy striking a heavy track first up, but he's gelded this time in, and they ran him in the right races last preparation. So if he's taken a step forward and that gelding operation has worked, he's certainly going to make his presence felt, but hard to take the price in what I feel is a pretty competitive race. Number six, Switched, couldn't have done much more on debut. It was an impressive win. Should be able to springboard off that. And number seven, Yatai Synergy, broke through. She's had a bit of a boom on her, so it's good to see a breakthrough for that maiden win and might be able to take that next step. But, yeah, very wide open race. Interesting to see what the market does, but my numbers 2, 3, 6 and 7.
Darren Flindell calling June Stakes Day, and in the first he likes Roman Wolf number 1 to beat 3, 9 and 7. 1, 3, 9 and 7 in the first. Race 2, this is a benchmark 74.
Yeah, for 3-year-olds, the Bradley Photographer's Handicap here over 1,800 metres. We start with Commander, who's a $19 chance. It's Lily. Sammy Clinton claims a kilo and a half here at 56. It's a $5 chance. Stardome out this morning, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Frenzied at $8.50. Statuesquely, the favourite at $3.40. Snippet Speed at $26. 18 Carat is a $10 chance. Dundee Lee at $17. Ritmico at $17. Costas at $10. Think It Over at $6. Watch the Cat is a $9.50 chance. That's a decent trim this morning from 12. Cottenham out yesterday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Crete out, no deduction there. Most popular runner is It's Lily in front of Think It Over, but that and then Statuesquely, but that's a good trim this morning. Watch the Cat, 12 to 9.50.
Was an emergency. It's Lily in the derby up here, obviously. Pace in this race?
Yeah, it just looks even, Andrew. I don't think there's a lot of pressure. Statuesquely and Frenzied look to be the two that press forward. It's Lily and Dundee Lee possibly kick up inside those two, but I think over the 1,800, just an even tempo, Ron.
Yeah, I agree. I'm a bit of a Think It Over fan here. I quite like this horse. I've liked it, what he did at Scone. He was, you know, pretty well beaten on his merits behind Nobu, but he's a Derby favourite here today. So this looks a lovely option down on 54 kilos here. I'll sway his way. It's Lily was very good in the Roses. She was at big odds there, and she probably overachieved. If she reproduces that, she's certainly in this race, and there's a level of consistency about her form. 5 Statuesquely, nothing wrong with her, just up a little bit in class, but looks a real tough type who pins the ears back and has a go. And I'll throw in Watch the Cat, the one they've caught in the market this morning. The subsequent winner, the horse that beat it the other day, has won again since. That's just franked that form to a certain extent. 11, 2, 5 and 12.
Yeah, same first four for me. We'd Think It Over on top. One concern is just how far back he's going to get. Safely held behind Nobu last start, but he did settle behind him and Cariff in the running, so always going to struggle to run them down from that position. Effort prior at Scone was rock solid over the mile behind Occupy, so I think he's certainly trending the right way. I like the setup back to 1,800 going onto a heavy track. Just hopefully he's in touch with them on straightening. If that's the case, I think he can work home over the top of them. Statuesquely will be out in front. There doesn't look to be a lot of pressure in the race. She showed good fight to win at Warwick Farm on the quick back up there. She looked to be gone at some stage, but she really kicked back and looks a good form race. Has to take another step, but I think she will. It's Lily, certainly drops back in grade. I think, agree with Ronnie, somewhat overachieved last start, but if she runs up to that level of form here, certainly going to make her presence felt. And on the rest, number 12, Watch the Cat. No surprise really to see the trim up this morning. I think he does bring the right form into this race and was closing off very well behind the subsequent winner Ronnie touched on. So I think he is still over the odds and certainly can run well, but I'm hoping Think It Over can be in touch, and if that's the case, he'll be hard to hold out. My numbers 11, 5, 2 and 12.
Darren Flindell goes frenzied here for Gay and Adrian, number four, to beat 5, 6 and 11, 4, 5, 6 and 11. And of course, as normal today with the tab, we've got those bonus bet offers for Randwick on races one. I want to check this before I say it. 1, 2 and 3. 1, 2 and 3 for Randwick, Eagle Farm and Flemington. And of course, if you've in a venue, you get a couple of extras.
Yeah, you opt in via your tab app and you'll get some extra races.
Yeah, a couple of extras. But 1 to 3, that bonus bet offer back to, if your horse runs second or third, up to $50. Righto, to race three we go. What about today's tab highway?
Well, it's a class three today, over 1,100 metres, and we start with another Sin, who of course won a tab highway at his first run in a race. And he's a $7 chance. Malaya Magic is at $5. Irish Songs, the favourite at $2.90. Dram of DeLago at $10. Toots, Chris Williams claims 2 kilos here to be at 54. It's an $18 chance. Ibini at 18. Gumshoe came out Wednesday, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. We go to Mr. Wong, who's a $6 chance. Madame Pauline out this morning, 21 cents a win and 15 cents a place. Nevada Dane is a $26 chance. Territorial out, no deduction. Boo Radley is at $71. Charlotte's Heart at $18. Rev It Up Red Nut for Tash Burley when she scratched Territorial, but she's running Rev It Up Red Nut. It's a $23 chance. Pisa My Heart, Rachel King, the rider there, is at $16. Concurs is a scratching, thank God for that, because it had 19 gear changes. No deduction. Lady Demi out, no deduction. And Dragon 8, Jenny Duggan, rides here, and it's a 101 chance. Most popular runner is Irish Songs in front of Mr. Wong.
The pace for 1,100, normally this would be on in a tab highway.
Yeah, and even with the few scratchings, takes a bit of the speed out, still expecting to fly early. Piece of My Heart and Ibini kick up from the inside, and then from out wide, Toots and Dram of DeLago press forward. Another Sin drawn in the middle, so I'd imagine they're going to certainly roll here, Ron.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Although he's getting in short enough now, Irish Songs, I have to go with him. He caught the eye there, and he probably should have won there first up. Should come on from that now. He's got a placing on a heavy track, which is acceptable. They're happy to run him, and I'm happy to tip him, although I'm starting to think he's pretty short now. I'm a big fan of this horse, Mr. Wong. He won on a slow track there at Muswellbrook. He's made in the last preparation. That was at 1,400, but he blew them away first up as a gelding there. Over the 1,000, looking very, very good. So he could have upside, this horse. He's only had the 4 starts, and I've liked what he's done. And these Mossman horses are real wet trackers. So I'm just looking at his pedigree, and I think he might be swimming here, and I could easily switch his way. Two Malaya Magic's a huge query. First up, no trial, but the form lines are there for a race like this. Best of the rest is a Dram of DeLago, who needs a bit to go right from that draw, but 2 from 2 this prep. 3, 8, 2 and 4.
Yeah, same Cornella for me. I'll swing the other way with Mr. Wong on top. I was taken by his first up win, given we saw him out to a mile in his first preparation. He bumped into Frankly Awesome at Scone prior to a break. He was a good winner over the 1450. So to do what he did over the 1,000, I thought it was a really big tick. As Ronnie touched on, returned it as a gelding this time in. He's bred to swim, and it looks a strongly run 1,100, and given we've already seen him win at 1450 and competitive at a mile, I think they'll play right into his hands if it's strongly run. So expect him to be very hard to hold out late here, Mr. Wong. I think the danger is number 3, Irish Songs. He was a sectional star there first up. Should improve off that and gets a lovely run from the inside draw there for Sam Clifford, and just needs the brakes in the straight. Number 4, Dram of DeLago. When I first saw acceptances, I thought she'd open up favourite. Won both starts this time in. She gapped them on a soft track at Grafton first up from the Matty Dunn stable. I know the draw is the concern, but still think she presents good value in the race. And number 15, Peas of My Heart, gapped them 2 back and then beaten at the short price favourite last start. But she's a talented mare trending the right way and can press forward with the light weight. Expect her to run well, but think Mr. Wong, he's a really promising horse off his first up win. Should be hard to beat. My numbers 8, 3, 4 and 15.
Sam Clipperton won the highway last week and he's on Irish Songs. Darren Flindell likes it here, number 3, to beat 8, 10 and 4. 3, 8, 10 and 4 in race 3. We'll take a break on Racing HQ, previewing June Stakes Day at Randwick, and we'll come back with today's first leg of the Big Six with a jackpot. They'll reckon they'll get to 100,000 today.
Dynamics Indications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a quality yearling filly by Zoostar, the hottest young sire in Australia, champion first crop sire and now leading second crop sire. Our filly is from Moon to French, a stakes winner and Group 1 place to champion Mare Zenyatta. And our filly's had 4 siblings to race, all winners. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this fabulous filly at 12,885 per share. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Our customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help keep my shelves stocked.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Mum, it's end of financial year time, which means qualifying businesses can take advantage of the instant asset write-off tax deductions on eligible purchases less than $30,000 per item.
At Bingley.
Like a new TV for your boardroom or appliances for your office kitchen. Talk to your accountant and then talk to us.
And?
It's the Bingley end of financial year sale with huge deals store-wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley.
With 530 weanlings in the catalogue, the 2019 English Great Southern Sale is your last chance to purchase a weanling to pinhoof through next year's yearling sales. Weanlings are by sires including Schnitzel, Zoostar, Brazen Bow, Exceedin Excel, Written Tycoon and many more. Sale begins Sunday, June 16 at Inglis's renovated Oaklands complex. Catalogue online now. Go to inglis.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, and as we've told you, the bonus bets are on races 1, 2 and 3 today at Randwick, Eagle Farm and Flemington. It is Racing HQ, Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. The ratings came out through the week and Saturday we've got an ever-growing audience and we thank the audience that clicks in to watch us or listen to us. Wherever you are, I don't normally make reference to them, but the numbers are growing and that tells us that you are loyal to us and we thank you for doing that every Saturday with Duff and Munns and Simon Dinopoulos. Let's not forget Simon.
When Simon can turn up, because he's very busy travelling the world on a junket and parties and everything. We give our guts here every Saturday.
Royal Ascot probably next week or something. He'll be away somewhere, Simon.
No. Gary is off to Royal Ascot this weekend,
that's
though.
Usual.
Jeez, okay. The old microphone.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to business here. Not too much frivolity this morning. Race 4 is the Australian Turf Club.
This is a benchmark 78 over the distance of 2,400 metres. And we start with Dukan. He is a $10 chance. Free Fly 2 is at $8.50. Plymouth Road is at $7. Fanciful Toff at $5.50. Rakik out, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. The deduction there. Letter to Juliet at $19. Tuniro at $13. Ombudsman, $4.80. That makes it equal favourite at $4.80. Saban is a $34 chance. California Longbow is at $8.50. My Psychiatrist at $34. Tawilika, the $4.80 equal favourite. And Cass and Black is an $81 chance. Very, very quiet the business here. Best supported runner is Ombudsman, as much as $16. Bet about it. Second pick would be Tawilika.
Much pace?
Doesn't look to be, Andrew. Plymouth Road looks your leader. Free Fly 2, Letter to Juliet, and Fanciful Toff. They look the next three to press forward. And possibly Cass and Black from the wide draw. But, yeah, not expecting much early here on.
No, it doesn't look much. No designated anyway. Maybe I've got Plymouth Road leading, but I've got him on top as well. His team are really fired up at the moment, Matthew Smith, and they're racing very well, this horse included, off Warwick Farm, and then they snuck him over to Warrnambool there, and he was very good. He was only beaten less than two lengths there, so there's a level of consistency in his past two runs. I think he can hold that form, and this is a beautiful race for him. Just the race shape and the conditions, I think he gets a few little ticks here. He's on top. Query on this Victorian, Fanciful Toff, who's got quite a good-looking record in his own right. He's only lightly raced sort of a horse. He was good with 60 kilos the other day, so he maps quite nicely if the fence is holding up and gets a nice little cosy run here. Wowee, Ombudsman. I wrote down good long shot. When that was when he was $16, he's equal favourite now. Total Forgive there, obviously, the other day when he was wide, no cover throughout. He's went on a soft track in the past, and he's obviously fancied with that adjustment there. And California Longbow won three of its last five starts, and certainly could well be on the up, a lightly raced three-year-old. 3, 4, 8, and 10.
You want to be with the three-year-old, California Longbow. I think you wouldn't say many of these are improving, or they've probably reached their respective peak, whereas I think he can take another step. I thought it was a good win last start at Warwick Farm over the 2,200 metres. Obviously, this is a step up, taking on better company, but he's just trending the right way. I'd imagine he's going to get through the ground, being by Piero, and down in the weights, expect him to run well. Number three, Plymouth Road, performed really well at Warrnambool, and franked that win at Warwick Farm the start prior. Comes here fresh, nice soft trial in the lead-up. Expect him to certainly run well. Number four, Fanciful Toff, off a last start win, and does bring different form up from Victoria. Doesn't look to be a true staying test here, but if it does play that way, expect him to certainly be at the business end. And number two, Free Fly 2, just happy to forgive that performance last start. Form prior was very good. If he returns to that level of form, he can certainly make his presence felt. But really, really tricky race here. I'll be with the three-year-old. My numbers 10, 3, 4 and 2.
And for Darren Flindell, he's also with you, number 10, California Longbow, to beat 8, 1 and 2. 10, 8, 1 and 2 in race 4, the benchmark 78. What a week it's been for further news from Racing New South Wales regarding the Hunter and the Gong. Prize money levels around other races around the Everest. Munns, it's extraordinary what we're going to have. We were discussing it last night, just the excitement around these two cities.
Well, you know, it's going to be a massive boost to racing in both Newcastle and Kembla. And probably now the Illawarra Turf Club and the Newcastle Jockey Club have an opportunity to go out, maybe find some new sponsors, some new people to come. They're going, you know, you're going to get people focusing on, well, you don't get $1 million races every day of the week.
No, that's right.
And it was interesting to hear, you know, Racing New South Wales say that, you know, that they'd like to see 20,000 people at the races. I tell you, I think that's a fair stretch.
Yeah.
But it might be the opportunity to get some new people involved in racing. I know it's, you know, the opportunity for people to leave their horses in Sydney rather than go to Melbourne. And the catchphrase the other day was, well, if you've got a sprinter, you've got to stay in Sydney. There's no point going anywhere else with all the prize money that's on offer.
Well, it's just week after week, Simon, isn't it? From, September onwards, really, mid-September, it's just classic racing building into the Everest and then going on to the Eagle and now these races.
Yeah, no better time to own a racehorse in New South Wales. If you've got a decent Saturday class horse now, you can aim up at those better races. And then if you've got, hopefully, with the Golden Eagle, to keep our three-year-olds around a season longer. And, you know, the likes of Arcadia Queen, if she stays in Sydney and doesn't run in the Cox Plate, I think couldn't ask for much more than that.
Yeah, exactly. All the details are on theraces.com.au, and you know, telling us Brett Devine earlier that a lot of the ticketing for these days is well and truly on the move. So don't miss a boat. You might think it's only winter, but don't miss out by going to that webpage, theraces.com.au. Let's move to race 5.
Yeah, it's the Nathan's Famous here. Of course, Nathan's Famous hot dogs.
Would you like one now?
I'd actually, but wouldn't mind one at the moment. Yeah.
Bit of sauce on top?
But probably a bit of onion and a nice bit of sauce and everything like that.
Oh,
but
geez, you're starting to make me hungry. Yeah, go on.
This is a fillies and mares event here, a benchmark 78 over 1,200 metres, and we start with Gibraltar Girl. who's an $81 chance. Gongs at $7.50. Miss X Factor with blinkers on today at $16. Tanico is a $7 chance. Free Hearted, lugging bit on, blinkers off, it's a $16 pop. Call Me Royal on the backup, favourite, $2.30. Levy Bank is at $71. I Am Queen at $8.50. Kanunga, Sammy Clinton claimed 1 kilo there, a $9 chance. Connemara is a $19 pop. Jen Rules at $9. And I Am Kalani at $26. Not a bad betting race. Call Me Royal only just in front of Tanico here. Third pick would be I Am Queen, and fourth pick would be I Am Kalani that Paul Joyce has tipped on top.
Looking at the previous race, there didn't look to be a lot of pace. This looks even might be even slightly worse.
Yeah, I'd say Call Me Royal gets all the favours on speed here. The Flying Yeoman possibly, or Miss X Factor, gets the blinkers on for the first time. Hasn't shown speed this preparation, but on her prior form, she did race on speed, so she's possible of pressing forward. Kanunga and I Am Kalani also kick up, but I think Call Me Royal, all the favours on speed, Ron.
Yeah, just that she is an X Factor, Miss X Factor, because there has been excuses at the start in both her runs. So if she jumps cleanly and she's drawn wide, she'll definitely show speed today, I would have thought. In saying that, she's very hard to beat, this favourite. She's a beauty. She's done it tough at her two runs back, and she hasn't thrown it away. Hopefully with that better run here on speed today, she's the horse to beat.
And Joe Price just texted me, Miss X Factor to go forward.
Yeah, I would have thought so. I still think Call Me Royal's the one. She's untried on soft going, but these Sebrings are good, tough horses. They seem to handle everything. Tanico just had to be dragged too far back from that wide barrier first up, and she hit the line hard late there, too late on the day. So maybe... I don't know what they're going to do from barrier 12 today. She probably has to go back again. But if it's down the middle, that gives her chance here. Number 9, Kanunga, no luck at all last start in that same race, that November Man race. And best of the rest. I've got a close eye on Free Hearted here. The two Melbourne jump outs are okay. Typical Team Hawk switch horse who should always be respected. But no market moves yet for that horse. 6, 4, 9 and 5.
Yeah, it ticks all the boxes for me. Today, Call Me Royal, I think she is the best bet of the day. Rock solid in both runs back this time in. She fought hard, just gunned down late behind England last weekend. She's on the quick backup. She's never seen a wet track, but I was very happy to hear Adrian Bott say this morning expects her to excel in the conditions. And being by Sebring, rock hard fit on the quick backup, if you're going to handle a wet track, it's definitely under those circumstances. I think she leads comfortably. Miss X Factor can press forward, but I think she'll probably want a dogfight Call Me Royal. I think she may be looking for further, so I think she'll want a strongly run race, and if that's the case, her class should shine through. And expect her to be very, very hard to beat. Danger for me, number 11, Jen Rules. Form looks mixed on paper, but I think back to 1,200, she can certainly run well, and with the sting out, ticks another box. And then the Godolphin pair, Gongs and Tanico, both get back, which is a slight concern here, but on their best form, more than capable, and Tanico was really good late first up, so I expect her to improve, and sneaky push from James this morning. But I think Call Me Royal, she ticks all the boxes for me today. She should lead and win. My numbers 6, 11, 2 and 4.
Darren Flindell goes for Kanunga, number 9, to beat 6, 4 and 11. 9, 6, 4 and 11 in the Nathan's Famous, race number 5.
Here's a bit of useless information for you. That's the Nathan's Famous hot dogs this race, right?
Yep.
One of the owners of Call Me Royal, Mrs. Nathan's. There's a lady in the ownership of Call Me Royal, and her name is Mrs. Nathan's.
Well, yeah, that is a good omen.
Yes.
It is a good omen. All right, wherever you go when you do an OB, there's always the blowers. They've been out very active here this morning. I don't know whether you can hear it through the microphones, but they're making Eagle Farm a pitcher for Tab Stradbroke Day here today. The blowers, and then you get
About 2 years do you make it look a pitcher?
Well, he's
going to do it the last 5 years.
I don't know if that's the bloke that upset TK yesterday morning, but he was very, very hostile. About the fact the bloke had the blower. TK wanted to go out and give him a rake and a broom. He said, you know, that's how they did in the old days, and you actually got the leaves to, you know, get away. All this bloke's doing is blowing them from one spot to somewhere else.
Somewhere else, yeah. You've got to suck them in or get rid of them.
Pretending he's working.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's move to A benchmark 78 race, race 6 at Randwick.
Yeah, the tab.com.au here. This 3-year-olds and upwards, entires, colts and geldings, where we start with Smart Edge as the favourite here at $3.60. Southern Lad is a $5 chance. So is Ron Star, and he's got a tongue tie on today. Sway back, Jack. Bring It Home Pop is at $6. And then we go to Deodoro with a tongue tie on. He is a $6 chance as well. Got the Goss is at $71. Love Shack Baby at $21. Simply Optimistic, earmuffs on pre-race, and it's a $9 chance. Metamorphic out this morning, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Argent D'Or at $13, and Handfast with the visor off today at $34. Best supported runner here is Deodoro, in front of Smart Edge, then Southern Lab.
And Gary Portelli could have a couple up there.
Yeah, Ronstar looks to come across from out wide with Simply Optimistic. Deodoro drawn the middle, should press forward. And then from the inside, Love Shack Baby and Bring It Home Pop look to press forward. But I'd imagine if Ronstar wants to lead, they can get across fairly comfortably, Ron.
Yeah, not blinding speed for a 1,200, which makes it a query. We'll know if there's a pattern in play with on this heavy track come race 6. I find this one of the tougher races of the day. I'm left with Smart Edge. I think he can come with a big finish here. I know he's got a big weight on a heavy track, but he's got a couple of placings and he's only two tries in the soft, and they're happy to run him, and his trial was excellent. Southern Lad's the danger. He's ready to win. Excuses, it's going for sure. So he looks well fancied. Deodoro, now that the track has come up heavy, brings him right into play. He's an absolute swimmer. And best of the rest, a huge query on this Kiwi. Simply Optimistic first up here. I thought his trial was fantastic recently, and there's a little bit of form around him in New Zealand as well. So I'm thinking $9 is quite a...
I mean, it's going back to late last year, his last run with that long break, but in that last win, he beat a Group 1 winner.
Yes.
After that.
Exactly.
In the railway.
Yeah, so the form around him is good. So he might be the forgotten horse here. 1-2-5, big watch 8.
Yeah, with the power of Portelli here, Deodoro on top for me. I think, as Ronnie touched on, the heavy track just plays right into his hands. And I thought his recent trial under Rachel King was very good there. She knows him well. She won 2 of 4 aboard the 3-year-old and just competed against the probably, like, he bumped into Deprive last prep Military Zone. So he comes back a few cogs today, drawn to get a lovely run just behind the speed. I think he's going to be hard to beat. His stablemate, Ronstar, taken up to Brisbane, found it a bit hot up there, taking on the likes of Zoustyle and Plagstone, but his win prior at Warwick Farm was very good, and he'll appreciate the drop back in grade. As mentioned, I think he can get across if they want to. He gets in well up with Blake McDougall's claim. Expect him to be hard to get past. And then the rest, the back markers, Southern Lad and Smart Edge. Southern Lad drawn possibly to settle closer now out to 1,200. Just got too far back in two runs back this time in, but he's really caught the eye late. Fresh, nice, soft trial with the aid of the claim. He should be strong late. And number one, Smart Edge. My one concern with him is he hasn't done a lot of winning, but this is a drop back in grade for him, given who he bumped into last preparation, racing in benchmark 88s opens. This is a 78, so you'd expect him to run well. But I think the Portelli pair can run well here. My number's 5, 3, 2, and 1.
For Darren Flindell, he goes Bring It Home Pop here for Matt Dunn, number 4, to beat 8, 1, and 2. 4, 8, 1, and 2 for Darren in race number 6. 3 to go. We're going okay. You okay, Munns?
Yeah, I'm coasting.
Yeah, you're going all right. Voice is just a bit croaky. That aircon in the room,
yeah,
it can get you.
A lot of times.
It can just get you.
And 2 nights this week, too. See, only usually 1 night, so I've had to, you know, do the backup.
We had a call on Monday back on Punter's Postmortem from a bloke who said he was going to be spending some time up here. Remember this month, dear? He said to us, where should I go? He said...
Well, that's the bloke I was going to sewell into you on...
I thought he caught up with you at the luncheon yesterday.
Well, most of Brisbane did, but he didn't introduce himself anyway.
After the show today, someone texted me that someone's named a horse up in... I don't know where it is. It's called Yes Kurt.
Oh, really?
It's after our Kurt. Yes Kurt.
Yes Kurt. No, because that's you.
Yes Kurt.
Kurt, a regular on Putter's Postmortem. We're trying to slow him down a little bit, maybe every second week, Kurt.
Every third.
Yeah, but he goes through all of the panel
he's
members.
You're going to have to get an education to be pre-9:30 because I can't be rushing to golf. You know, Andrew, you know, 10:24 is my golf tee-off time of a Monday. And, you know, since you've taken over the show the last couple of weeks, it's 10:08, 10:09, and we're still there. And,
TK's back on Tuesday this week with the public holiday punters on radio on Tuesday at 9. We'll take a break and then back to look at the feature race, the June Stakes.
Looking for one of the greatest race days on the Australian racing calendar? Look to $4 million Stradbroke Handicap Day, Eagle Farms, Saturday, with Australia's sprinting elite in the iconic Stradbroke Handicap, the best young talent in the Group 1 Queensland Derby and JJ Atkins, and a trio of Group 2 classics led by the Brisbane Cup. There's only one place to look for history-making excitement this Saturday. $4 million Stradbroke Handicap Day at Eagle Farm, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-3 at Eagle Farm, Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 4 and 5. Who are you backing? Tab.
Includes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help at 1-800-858-858.
Mum, right now you can save up to $300 on selected Miele washing machines at Bingley.
Yes.
And save up to $300 on selected Miele dryers and washer dryers.
Yes.
And save a further $200 if they're purchased together as a package.
Yes.
That's a saving...
Up to $800
on Miele laundry appliances at Bingley.
What a chin.
See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Dali Stallions have sired 3 of the 4 juvenile Group 1 winners this season, including the Group 1 Blue Diamond.
Liar over the top! Liar's won the diamond!
The first 3 home in the Golden Slipper.
Kiyomichi in front from Microphone and Liar.
And the stallion making Group 1 sired produce.
And Microphone's won it! Microphone's won the English side.
Start with a Dali Stallion and the rest will follow.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. Simon Dinopoulos, Ron Duffacy doing the form. Tab's Glenn Munsey.
Put your teeth back.
Yes, got all the prices in front of him. Larry's really laying it back on Larry today.
Well, you know, to be absolutely brutally honest, Andrew,
you always
refer to me as Tab's Glenn Munsey, but I'm actually a Sky Channel person.
Okay.
If you want to really sort of narrow it down to where my role is,
We're on screen. I'll give you a big family hug, an HQ hug, and you're the Sky's Glenn Munsey.
I thought you were a man of the people, Munz.
I am, you know, but when Andrew said H there, I thought he was going to say R after it, and I was really worried.
We keep clear of all them. Righto, let's move to race 7, the big feature race today, worth $150,000.
Yeah, the June Stakes over 1,100 metres, and we start with Kaepernick here, who is an $18 chance. Alessio out the 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. I thought so at $7. Bonami is a $6 chance. Boss Lane's $101. Camdus out no deduction. She Knows $21. Spending to Win at $23. Deprive is the $2 favourite. Did go up odds on this morning and they pushed it to $2. Heart Conquered is at $4.80. Brook Magic at $14. Noble Joey at $34. And Ellie's Encore is a $126 pop. Best supported runner here is Deprive, but only fractionally in front of Bonami. And third pick would be I Thought So.
And how's the pace?
Yeah, looks solid. Andrew, Heart Conquered looks to come across from the deep with Noble Joey, who only knows one way. Brook Magic, you'd imagine, will press forward. And Spending to Win and Bonami from the inside draws, they won't want to give them away, so expect them to press forward. Looks to be Noble Joey and Heart Conquered taking it up, Ron.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm hot on I Thought So here. I know he's got a lot of convictions throughout his illustrious career, but He's just airborne at the trials. Now that we've got a soft track, I think it plays into his hands. He's got very, very solid wet track form. I think he can launch over the top of him here. At odds, obviously the favourite's hard to beat. He did capture everyone's attention there first up, charging through the line there, looking good. A little query on heavy track form, but his soft runs are okay. Of the others, Ten Heart Konkan, well, you go back to November last year, and he beat up Deprive on that day on a heavy track, so he's certainly good credentials as far as the stats are concerned there. And Bonhomie, nothing wrong with his trials leading in here. He's had a really good prep last time, winning 3 from 4, and he's ready to go. A competitive race this, but I'm with the, I think he's each way to nothing here. 3, I thought so. 3, 9, 10, and 4.
Yeah, ripping race. I'll be with Heart Conquered to beat the favourite Deprive. I know he had every possible Heart Conquered to beat him last start, and Deprive didn't really have the luck in running and did a great job to win. But I think onto a heavy track, a little pull in the weights, Heart Conquered's way here. I'm happy to swing his way. He's going to press forward from the draw. He's going to settle well ahead of Deprive in running again. And I just think he can excel third up here, Heart Conquered. I think he's a promising horse, and both runs back this time in have been very good, so I expect him to certainly run well. Happy to back him each way. I had him a lot closer in the market. No knock on Deprive, just the price, really. I know there's a lot of blue sky ahead of him, but that's certainly factored into your price. As Munn's touched on, open odds on this morning. Onto a heavy track, I'm just concerned it dulls his sprint a bit, and if that's the case, it certainly brings him back to his rivals, and I couldn't tip you into him at the price. Number 4, Bonhomie, brings different form. If the Heart Conquered Deprive form is no good, I think it is, but if it isn't, I think he can strike first up. Heavy track, some question mark, but he was flying last time in. And number 8, Spending to Win, looking for a roughie to throw into your quaddie. He wasn't far off them last start, expect him to run well, gets a good run, but I think Heart Conquered can turn the tables on Deprive today. My numbers 10, 9, 4 and 8.
Darren Flindell's with you and makes it his best bet of the day, Heart Conquered, to beat 9, 3 and 4, 10, 9, 3 and 4 in the June stakes. One of the stories, and I will say at Randwick, at the moment the fog doesn't look like it's going anywhere. The fog's been there all of the morning. Ooh. And track work has finished, obviously, but we are 3.5, what is it, quarter to 9 with the first at 11.25. We need that fog to get lifted because it's still going to add a little bit to this heavy track. But at the moment, it's not going anywhere, Glenn.
That fog. The old days, you'd say, that worked absolutely sensational.
Yes,
there.
Yes, yeah. No, exactly.
No one could see it.
The disappointing news of this morning was Scarlet Dream out of the Queensland Derby, and a report through this morning that, well, it suffered an injury this morning just going out onto the track. It suffered a bit of a puncture wound.
Yeah, Stephen Hewlett must have interviewed Mark Newnham very early this morning, and he said it went out for a trot this morning and suffered a puncture wound near the girth. So,
yeah.
Might have hit a fence or something like that. Yeah,
it's hit a fence. How, you're not there until you're there. Until, you know, anything can happen.
And considering, you know, he dodged the Oaks to specifically aim at the Derby.
Here at Eagle Farm, yep. Anyway, disappointing. Let's hope that the others can run well for him today. Race 8, the second last at Randwick.
Yes, it's the Racing to Win here. This is an open handicap over 1,600 metres. Selimon is out, no deduction there. My Nordic Hero at $21. Torgerson out, no deduction. Harper's Choice out, no deduction. Star of the Seas, $3.40 and favourite. Tip Top out this morning, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Take It in Turn with a tongue tie on it, $5.50. New Universe is at $8. Another dollar, Sam Wedderley, no claim here, $6.50. Gresham, Blake McDougall, no claim here at $5.50. Zorkan is a $6 chance. Salsonic came out Thursday, 2 cents a win and 1 cent the place. Mongolian Wolf at $71. Valentino Rossa at $14. So You Win out this morning, 15 cents a win and 13 cents a place. And Burdebeck is a $21 pop. Best supported runner here is Star of the Seas in front of another dollar, and then Zorkan.
Much pace this race over the trip of a mile?
Absolutely none, Andrew. I've written down no speed. I think that's been generous. Gresham presses forward with stablemate Zorkan. Star of the Seas, I'd imagine they press forward today, given the lack of tempo. Another dollar presses as well. But Yeah, I think Gresham and Zorkan, they get all the favours. All the other horses seem to be to get back. Take it in turns, the interesting runner from out deep, whether they want to press forward. I'll be very interested to see if there's any changes of tactics with this race, Ron.
Yeah, there will be. Yeah, because it's just too... It's too one-dimensional at the moment. Something will want the box seat, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm a fan of Another Dollar. I like her desire. I think she's had the two lead-up runs in Victoria. She likes it wet. She's acceptable odds. This market's still going to stabilise with the scratching of the earlier favourite, but at least she's going to be each-way odds here with no weight on her back. I think she's a good gamble. She's a good gamble. No knock on the stablemate, Star of the Seas. He's just a similar to Another Dollar. He just gives his all the time. He's had a few hard runs now, and he just keeps delivering the goods. Another Chris Waller runner, Zorkan, well, he's the one probably most advantaged by the wet. That's where most of his form is, and the map looks good for him. And let's go the first four for Chris here with number 10, Gresham, the leader. Geez, they're hard to sort out, aren't they, the stablemates? But I know for sure she's going to give me a good run, 9, 5, 11 and 10.
Yeah, found it very hard not to tip Zorkan in this race, just given his performance first up on the heavy track behind Star of the Seas there. Meets him 6 kilos better at the weights. He failed at Hawkesbury in the Gold Cup there on a good track, but Chris has kept him fresh. Last prep, we saw him at his best with 28 days between runs onto heavy track, so he just gets all the ticks today. And his run first up was very good. If he runs up to that, he's going to be very hard to beat with 53.5 on his back. So happy to back him each way. I expect him, from a market perspective, to continue to firm closer to jump. Will be interesting to see if we do get changes of tactics with other runners, but he looks to get all the favours, Zorkan. Number 5, Star of the Seas, his stable mate. How do you knock him? His win last start, when he crossed the line, he's a good horse. To win from where he was at Rose Hill that day, he continues to raise the bar. No reason to suggest he won't raise the bar again today. He's certainly going to be in the finish. Number 10, Gresham, will get all the favours on speed here. Thought his performance last up was solid enough on the quick backup here behind Asterius. No match, but still a good effort on speed. The quick backup onto a heavy track, always a tick, so he can run well. And on the rest, number 8, New Universe, continues to race well without winning this time in. Finding the line well late. He's just one you got to have in your quaddie because he'll be storming home into the finish. But Zorkan, he gets all the chances today. My number's 11, 5, 10 and 8.
Yeah, Darren Flindell must have spent some coffee time with you yesterday, Simon. You've come together on a few today, and with Zorkan as well, number 11, to beat 5, 8 and 7. 11, 5, 8 and 7 in race number 8. We move to the last here. This is over, again, the mile. Glenn?
Yeah, the TLE Alexandria here, benchmark 78 over the 1,600 metres. And we start with a scratching in Valentino Rossa. Came out Wednesday, dual acceptor training in the previous race. 2 cents a win and nothing the place. Quackerjack, $2 and favourite. Dr. Drill out Thursday night, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Musha Reb with earmuffs on today, and it is a $9.50 chance. Jack Regan, I've got it as a gelding, but a lot of times these overseas horses, they just put gelding. But tongue tie on for Jack, it's a $14 chance. McTerm out, no deduction. Zippity Doodah at $17. Pandemonium out, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. And we go to High Power at $14. Monsieur Sisu with the visor off today at $19. Semper Fidelis at $7. To Shakora out, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Occupy, Sammy Clinton claims a kilo and a half there at $12. Prometheus at $34. Reneged, Chris Williams, the rider there, at $41. High Mist at $61. We go to Asherani, which is in on the Kenzo track on Monday. 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place, the deduction there. Primitivo, J Ford, $9.50. And No Escape is a $34 chance. Looking for the best supported runner here, it's all about Quackerjack. There was a love fest, of course, with you, Andrew, yesterday morning.
Jeez.
All the boys, bit of kumbaya, and joined hands when they all latched onto
Quackerjack.
But
then it was joined by everyone else too.
Yeah, well, he's been a very, very good firm up. 360 peak. I've got 360, 310, 3, 260, $2.
$2. Pace. Is he one of them?
Certainly, Andrew. The scratching of Pandemonium certainly swings it further in his favour. Monsieur Susu is the only horse that I can see that can test for the lead here, and I think Josh Parr is loving life, really. You'll know by race 9 how the track's playing. If he wants to get off the fence or if he wants to be on the fence, he can sit outside Monsieur Susu or he can press on and lead. So looks to get all the favours on the map as well, Ron.
Yeah, I'm all over him as well. I thought he was the bet of the day. I'm weakening a little bit for a few excuses. Like, I was hoping for soft rather than heavy. There's some heavy track form in this race amongst a few horses, so we don't want it real heavy for him just because he's never been on it. Soft form's different to heavy. So, and yeah, look, his three runs are a gelding. That form's too good for this field, I would have thought. So hopefully something out of the wreck for Mark Newnham here with Quacker Jack. I still respect Occupy. I think he's better than what we saw last time. He's still on an upward spiral, hopefully. Musharab, he's a bit of a lad, and he hit that flat spot the other day, and then he dug in again late. I think he's got something, but it's just his mental attitude. And 11 Semper Fidelis was a much improved run last time, and she's got a bit of wet track form about her as well. I'm marking them 2, 13, 4 and 11. They're just looking for negatives. It's just the price and now that it's heavy.
Yeah, same first four for me, Ronnie. Munz, you missed a late gear change with Quacker Jack. He's got to carry every tipster in the country today, which is never easy to do.
And the last race of the day, too, which makes it even harder.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure what price he was going to start, and then I saw how many people were tipping him, and I'll be surprised if he doesn't actually start in the red here, Quacker Jack. I think everyone's sort of honed in on him, which is concerning for Ronnie. Hates the thrill seekers, but yeah, look, how do you knock him? His form is... Yeah, I think everyone in the media room everywhere will be cheering this, and look, on that form behind Colding, who had the cold drop and the pulling the weights on him there, thought he stuck on well. They gap third. Clearly the best form. If he runs up to it, he wins. It's as simple as that. 13 Occupy, I agree, Ron, has to be respected. Good win, two back. I expect him to be sort of finishing off well here. Semper Fidelis, good return to form last start. She's racing well. And Musha Reb sets up well, back in trip onto a heavy track. But, yeah, Quacker Jack, the three-year-old, should have too much for him. My number's 2, 13, 11 and 4.
Darren Flindell goes with number 10.
Monsieur Sisu.
I turned your mic off. Number 10.
Monsieur Sisu.
To beat 2, 18 and 13. 10, 2, 18 and 13 for Darren in the last. All right, Ron, you were keen on Quacker Jack. Do you still make it a best?
Well, I was keen on him in form line at 360. I've still got to go the line with him. And
yeah.
I don't know whether he will start odds on, to tell you the truth. But I think he'll win.
Yep.
Race 9, number 2, Quacker Jack, the best each way. Race 7, number 3, I thought so.
Okay, and what about you, Simon?
Yeah. Race 5.
Okay, we're just losing Simon in and out. We'll just have to wait and see. Simon, we're just losing you, mate. Just give me a text and I'll repeat them on air. Although I think you're back now, Simon. What's your best?
Yeah, race 5, number 6, Call Me Royal. She ticks all the boxes today. I think she'll lead and win. And, yeah, on the Quacker Jack train in the last race, 9, number 2.
Race 9, number 2. All right, mate, hope it's a winning way, a winning day for you. Good luck. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you too, Andrew. All the best.
Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports. Duff and Munns, you've got a busy afternoon and a busy morning continuing on Sky. The meeting at Randwick begins at 11:25. We're hoping that fog can certainly pick up, but enjoy your day here at Stradbroke Day as well.
Yeah, it's always a great day, Straddy Day in Brisbane, and let's hope plenty of people turn up to have their first chance at a really, really big race day at Eagle Farm. Yeah,
exactly.
Exciting day.
Thanks, Ron. Ron Duffacy, Sky's Glenn Munsey, Simon Denopoulos is completing our Randwick preview. Stay with Sky because we've got all continued previews right through the morning.
Your complete Brisbane preview comes up at 9:30. Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ can be trusted every morning to bring you the latest. Hear from the newsmakers around New South Wales and breaking race news around the world. Just like trainer Lloyd Kennewell on the future for international traveller Vedora.
You're getting the exclusive. She's officially sold and done as a broodmare, which is great. She's been a terrific success and really helped my career boom.
Don't miss out on all the racing news, previews and tab markets with Racing HQ every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Customers love our coffee, but we just can't keep up with the morning rush. I need more hands on deck.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent $10 billion to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you hire more employees, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-3 at Eagle Farm, Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 4 and 5. Who are you backing? Tab.
SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Mum, it's end of financial year time, which means qualifying businesses can take advantage of the instant asset write-off tax deductions on eligible purchases less than $30,000 per item.
At Bingley.
Like a new TV for your boardroom or appliances for your office kitchen. Talk to your accountant and then talk to us.
And?
It's the Bingley end of financial year sale with huge deals store-wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley.
Looking for one of the greatest race days on the Australian racing calendar? Look to $4 million Stradbroke Handicap Day, Eagle Farm, Saturday, with Australia's sprinting elite in the iconic Stradbroke Handicap, the best young talent in the Group 1 Queensland Derby and JJ Atkins, and a trio of Group 2 classics led by the Brisbane Cup. There's only one place to look for history-making excitement this Saturday. $4 million Stradbroke Handicap Day at Eagle Farm, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 9 o'clock, Sky Sports Radio. Earlier this morning, among our broadcast here from Eagle Farm, we made mention of the Belmont Gold Cup Invitational run in the UK. For the interest of OTI, with Terry Henderson and a large group, they bought 50% of this horse. Now, Ahmad won that race, like Red Cardinal did 2 years ago. And Red Cardinal came to Melbourne not in the best of health that year to run in the Melbourne Cup. And certainly talking with Terry Henderson last night before he travelled, before he jumped on a plane to the UK, he said if the horse runs well, we've got strong intentions of coming to the Melbourne Spring. So I can tell you Ahmad won that race. Earlier this morning, the Belmont Gold Cup Invitational International race there in America. Let's go to Flemington. A coolie start down there. A soft 5 and the rail at 6 metres. Race 1, take out 5 and 11. Race 2 is clear. Now, take note in the third, a late scratching of 3, Invincible L. Race 3, number 3, was a late one. Race 4, take out 4 and 6. Race 5, 6, 14, 15 and 16. Race 6, number 10. Race 7, 4, 9 and 15. Race 8, number 7. And race 9, the scratchings are 1, 3, 11, 14 and 19. And some jockeys there, just in case you haven't got them. Race 1, number 8 is Stephanie Thornton. Race 6, number 2, Talia Hope. And race 9, number 18, is Liam Reardon. And Mark Van Gestel has just let me know that Kaepernick is a late scratching on vets for Randwick, and that's out of race 7. So take note of that. Race 7, number 1, Kaepernick, is a late scratching on vets just a few minutes ago. Race 7, number 1, a late scratching at Randwick. And Mark Hunter's joining us to look at Flemington. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
Coolie start, but a fine one?
Yep, exactly right. Cool start to the morning, going out getting the paper, but clearing to a beautiful day today.
a rare person that still gets up and goes and gets the paper, Mark.
Yeah, he's very... I'll tell you what, Hoss, the bloke on the weekend who does Saturday, Sunday, he's got a lot to answer for. He's at least 7 o'clock, which is disgraceful. He's midweek, the bloke's okay, but nah, the weekend fella, he doesn't like the fresh mornings.
He does like the little sleep-in. Dean Lester doesn't like a sleep-in. He's up and about very early every morning, particularly Saturdays. Morning to you, Dean.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to us here at Eagle Farm with the Stradbroke, which we'll talk about at the end, but how strong this meeting at Flemington?
Oh, it's a good competitive program, Andrew, yeah, and looks like an improving track too, so it's good.
Yep, and Invincible L being the late one there, race three, number three. All right, let's have a look at the card. The first down the straight over 1,100 metres, and let's have a look at them here in... order. The ones in the market. Number one, Champagne Boom, currently at tab $3.90. Two, Lesage at $5. Three, St. Edward's Crown at $7.50. Witchful Thinking, number four for Andrew Noblet at $2.40. Number nine, Modern is at $10. And 10, Sir J at $15. That's the current prices here. Dean, how do you see the first?
Andrew, I thought the debut win of Witchful Thinking was outstanding at Wangaratta. Ran time that was still very green, still got a bit to learn, but definitely a talent and can go on with the job here. I think the other debutant winner in Lesage was good at cram and absorb pressure and did quite a good job to win there. Champagne Boom's the one with experience from the spring, winning the debutante and then right up to the Magic Millions. Recent trial and jump outs have been sound. And I thought the first starter, Zugier, looks a nice type, making its debut for the Danny O'Brien yard. But I put them in 4, 2, 1 and 10.
Yeah, number 4 for me as well, Witchful Thinking. That debut, as Dean said, was outstanding. It just went forward, controlled the race, was never, ever going to lose. And you just had to love the last couple of hundred metres where it just powered away. It just needs the same sort of smooth ride here. If it gets that, I think it can do the same thing, control the race and win. I thought number one, Champagne Boom, got the 59 kilos, but got some good form on the board, trialled well. It's going to be in a good spot. It'll be well ridden coming out of the pack and chasing. Nothing wrong with the both runs of number three, St. Edward's Crown. I don't mind where it's drawn. It'll be running on late. And I put number two, Lesage in, who won okay on debut. But four the one to beat, 4-1, 3-2.
Matt Hill calls the action. He boxes up similar numbers. Four on top to beat 3-1 and 2. 4-3-1 and 2 in race one. Race two, the Trevor Clark. Number one, Flying Krupp here, currently at $6.50 at tab. Down to four, Kingsbrook. It's currently $2.25. Just easing to that price this morning. Number five, Cat's Village at $6.50. Number six, Deep Euphoria at $7. Seven, Josephine C, currently at $11. Eight, Mrs. O'Malley at $6.50. And they're the main ones in the market. These markets will develop over the next hour or so, but at the moment, Kingsbrook, Mark, currently $2.25.
It's a messy race, Hoss. There's not much speed on paper, and I'm going to tip a horse that will probably settle last in number five, Cass Village. On the quick backup, was terrific last week at the shorter trip. It's absolutely flying. I just hope it's a quietish ride. Get to the outside. Just hope you see them bunch up a little bit at the 300, and I think it'll just sail down the outside and run terrific. To beat number one, Flying Krupp. Going to get a great run from the gate. Just need to get clear at the right time, but good chance. Four Kingsbrook. It can win. It'll get a nice run. It's short enough odds. And I put number eight, Mrs. O'Malley, in. Another one who'll be running on down the outside. I think five can run well. 5, 1, 4, and 8.
I'm going with the favourite, Kingsbrook. I don't think it's got the margin that the price would suggest on them. It had the perfect run to win last start. Chances are it gets a good run again and will run well. I thought the big improver here would be Truly Discreet. She was just wide and back where just not her go at all last start, and very forgiving of some of her recent runs. I think with the claim here and not a lot of speed on paper, she could just roll up and give a good sight. Flying Krupp will have to get off the rail at some stage. She's down in grade, and certainly Cass Village goes really well for Beau Mertens. He'll sit back on her, as Mark said, come with one run. The draw suits her, and she'll be sweeping home late. But I thought Kingsbrook would run well, but Truly Discreet was the one I thought might be over the odds. 4-3-1-5.
Matt Hill likes the four. Very keen about it. Kings Brook to beat 5, 6, and 1. 4, 5, 6, and 1 in race two. Race three, Al Luca, number one, is now $6. It's been a mover this morning. $7.50 now, $6 already, number one. 2, Tonsor for Matt Smith, currently at $2.70. 4, Miss Norway is at $4. And again, a little bit of a mover this morning. $4.60 now, $4. Presado, number five, at $3.70. Paulwin Prince, number six, at $9.50. And then down to, I wanted to mention Playmaster. Big odds, 61, 51, now 31 this morning, number eight. Spec there at longer odds, as I say. This time last week, Dane, I asked you about T.O. Nugent, and since then he's just been riding winners this week.
Yeah, he's had a big week, T.O., and he's got a chance here with Miss Norway, but I think Tonsor might be the one to beat. Interesting that it's his first go at 1,000 metres, and they've elected to travel him from Sydney down for this race, so it must be a suitable option. I thought his Warwick Farm trial recently was very good, and off the strength of that, he's an up-and-coming horse. I think he'll be hard to beat. Miss Norway can run well with the lightweight. Prezzardo's trials have been okay, and he's got straight form. And Al Luca, who's sort of made his name more on the tighter tracks down the straight here, but will make his own luck next best. But I'm with Tonsor, 2, 4, 5, and 1.
Yeah, Tonsor for me too. I think that recent trial over Kaepernick just looks super form for this. And the way the race sets up with Al Luca and hopefully Parwin Prince annoying each other, Tonsor should get a lovely run just behind him and produce at the right time over the 1,000 to beat number 5, Prezzardo. It's got a good chance. It needs to be smothered away. Come with one run. The race looks like it will set up okay for it. 4, Miss Norway gets in well after the claim. And 1, Al Luca. We'll give you a sight. I just thought Parwin Prince might just annoy it enough to get beaten first up. 2, the one to beat from 5, 4, and 1.
Yeah, Matt Hill completes it with Tonsor number 2 to beat 1, 5, and 4. 2, 1, 5, and 4. We had Matt Smith on this morning, boys, and he said the horse is fitting well. We've just got to hope that he handles the straight. That's the one key that is the unknown.
Yeah, well, it always is, but it's a fair gamble to bring him down here, so they must be fairly confident.
Yep, no, he gave us no negative on the horse at all. All right, to the King Cox race 4, Gordon Richards' horse. How do you pronounce that, Dean? It's not...
G-Tra,
okay, number one. Currently at $6, number one. Not enough effort, number two. Just drifting a little bit this morning already to $3.90. Helverson, number three, is at $5. 7 Liter is at $2.40. Down to 9 advancing for Mick Price and Mick Kent, currently at $8.50. So at the moment, not enough effort, just easing to $3.90, but certainly the favourite here. Mark, in race 4.
I like G-Tra, Andrew. I think it's a terrific each-way bet here. It looks like there is good speed, and that will suit this horse perfectly at the 1,000 metres. I just hope Fred Kersley almost got him settling second last here, but not too far off them. And if he rides it right and gets to the right spot, it should really hit the line hard and certainly run down some tired horses and not miss each way and got a great chance of winning the race. To beat number 7, Liter, goes well. It's got gate 1, which I don't know if that's a bonus. It's got pressure outside it, but a chance. Number 2, not enough effort. You can do no more than win. It's winning well. Got a good hope again. And 3, Helvorsen. I would imagine a little setback since that last run, but its best form would be competitive. 1 each way, 7, 2 and 3.
I agree. I think he's a really good each-way bet, G-Tra. 5 goes at the 1,000 metres, 4 wins and a second are written by. His run in the Goodwood wasn't disgraceful last start by any means. And as Mark's just outlined, he may be closer to last, but I just think he can just pick them off late and be a really good chance here. Helvorsen freshened up. I think he missed a run in Adelaide, and so they just freshened him up and waited for this Kresik series. He can run well. Not enough effort. He's done a great job in his first campaign. I always get a bit nervous after 4 runs in a horse's first racing prep. He's up to race number 5, but he's just got a good desire to win, and Leader has trialled quite well since that last run, being freshened up with 52. He's got some hope, but yeah, I like 1 each way, 1, 3, 2, 7.
And he's always, Gordon's never been afraid of putting the horse into a good race.
Yeah, and he's a terrific traveller of his horses. That's the other thing. Whenever they come to Melbourne, they always run well.
Matt Hill likes number 3 to be 2, 8 and 7. 3, 2, 8 and 7 for Matt Hill in race number 4. Race 5, the Lachelle Handicap over the 1,400 metres. Is this the makeup for the old famous Lachelle hurdle?
Well, it's something like that, Andrew. Yes, using the name, it's a shame. Anyway, yeah it was a time-honoured hurdle race.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Trevor Clark handicap was formerly the steeple, wasn't it?
The steeple, yep.
Yeah, so they've just gone another way with a few of these. Race 5, ADD2, number 1, currently at $17 at tab. Number 2, Call It A Day at $12. 3-5 Kingdom at $7. 5 Serious Suspect at $5 as well. 7 Kentucky Breeze currently at $10. 8 Angelic Spirit at $8.50. 9 Arcadian, he's up here, Matt Kumani at $9.50. 10 Debt Collector, Scratch from Adelaide to run here, currently at $5.50. 12 Eagle Ridge at $10. And 13 Groundbreak is a $13 chance. At this stage, Dean, not a lot of serious movement in the market.
Yeah, Andrew, it's an open race, but I could have a couple of bets here each way with Arcadian number 9 and 8 Angelic Spirit at each way odds. Arcadian, I just think he stayed at 1,100 for one run too many. He's a very seasoned three-year-old, having his 18th career start, so he's had plenty of racing. He's tough, and I think he'll just land behind what will be a reasonable speed with Angelic Spirit and Call It A Day involved. Angelic Spirit's had two recent jump-outs. She's going well. I think she'll roll along, give a good sight. Debt Collector, you can make a case he could have won nearly his last three runs if he has any luck. Probably the wider draw actually suits him a bit better to get a bit of room and run on down the centre. And Kentucky Breeze, he's drawn out wide, but I thought he ran quite well first up. But 9-8 and maybe 10 are the main chances for me. 9-8, 10-7.
Yeah, tough race. I'll go number 7, Kentucky Breeze. Doesn't often run badly. It just never has much luck through tactics or barriers or things like that. I thought it ran well first up. Draws the car park here. I just hope it can balance into about 6th or 7th with a claim for Michael Poy, get some cover. Come to the outside. If you can run on here today, I think it's got a really good each-way chance to beat number 3-5 Kingdom. It's another one that will need a good ride. It's trialled well. If he rides it right, it'll be strong late. 13 Groundbreak. Gate 1, probably no bonus. We'll need to get clear at the right time, but can win. And 8 Angelic Spirit, trialled as well as you can trial. It'll go forward. If it brings that trial form to the track, it'll be hard to beat. 7 each way from 3, 13 and 8.
Matt Hill goes Arcadian, number 9 there for Matt Kumani to be 12, 4 and 7. 9, 12, 4 and 7 in the Lachelle for Matt. Is Debt Collector the name of the horse that's come from Singapore?
Yes, it will be, yeah.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. It'll need an hour and King or something there before it, I guess.
Yes, Andrew. I used to strap a horse called Debt Collector in the early 80s, so the names keep getting reused.
Sadly, it must be a popular one, Debt Collector. I'd hate to be a Debt Collector.
Yeah, you just kept running up debt, the Debt Collector I used to strap, I know that.
Righto, to race 6, the ATA celebrates women's trainers. And number, I've got to check here, any women's trainers have got? Yeah, we've got Catherine Durden.
Scratched, yes.
Yeah. All right, so at the moment, Home of Midnight number 2 is at $10. 3 Observational at $9.50. 4 Rock On at $10. 5 Last Week at $3.20. 6 Falar at $11. 7 Octobello at $16. And then down towards the bottom, the 9 is at $8. And the 11 Artie Lucas right there for Paul Prisca at $3.20. He's got a lot of runners, Mark, up and going at the moment, Paul.
He certainly has, Andrew. This one's a 64 rater. That's giving 40 ratings points to Home by Midnight, and it's a favourite, I think. So,
yeah, it is.
Look, I think there are 5 chances, and I don't think the market reflects that, how open the race is. I'm going to go with number 2, Home by Midnight, who I thought was progressing really well and getting out to this trip to suit it, then was just completely ridden upside down last start, which gave it no hope. As long as it comes through that race okay, 3 kilo claim gets you pretty well with a 57. Just sit back, run on. I think it's got a terrific each-way chance. The beat number 5 last week, it's going well. It's getting fitter. It's got a good winning chance. Number 9, Shooting the Mob, just stays all day, this horse. If they get tired, it'll be strong late. And I put 11, Artie Lucas, in. It was a good win last time. It's got no right to win at the ratings, but he's a good trainer. He's not silly, and I'm sure it will run well. 2, 5, 9, 11.
I'm going with number 5 last week. I think he's just working up to a win. He's hitting this race at the right time. He's had the 3 runs in. He's getting better with each run. And I think this is a very suitable option for him with the claim. Again, for Theo Nugent to beat Observational. He had the tick over run last week at 2,000 metres. He got beaten a fair way, but he was okay right on the line. And I think he'll be very competitive. Artie Lucas, as Mark said, the ratings points are totally against him. But he's a good trainer and the horse is progressing and had an easy win last start. And Home by Midnight's got a terrific chance. He was ridden totally contrary to how he races best last week, and he can certainly improve here. But they're the four for me for the quaddie, 5, 3, 11, and 2.
The thoughts of Matt Hill, he likes the 5 as well here last week to beat 11, 2 and 9. 5, 11, 2 and 9 in race number 6. And we had that query, didn't we, Dean, on Punter's Postmortem on Monday about observational.
Observational, yes.
The way John Sadler's, just happy to go back to Flemington.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. He had the tick over run at 2,000 at Caulfield like last time and goes again today.
Yep. All right. To the Rod Johnson, race number 7. And Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr., the combination, the new training partnership, have Mascolino at $9.50. 3 Ormento is a big outsider, but 5 Manui Machine is at 21. 6 One More Try is at $4.80. 7 Bedford at 18. Down to 10 Sir Pippin, $8.50. 12 Dr. Drill, scratch from Sydney, runs here. It's been $2.20, now $2 in the last 45 minutes, number 12. 13 Sam Slick at $11, and 14 Dark Pearl is at 13. Gee, it's getting tight now. Dr. Drill, Dean, $2.
He is, Andrew. Look, I like him, but I'd like to have also seen him win a race by now, but he gets a great chance here. He should get a lovely run. Horse that beat him last start, Admiral's Joker, it had 54 kilos and had come off a good run around some really smart horses. So there's nothing wrong with that form, and he deserves to be the one to beat. I think One More Try is worth going in the quali as well, though. She wasn't suited the way that race was run last start, just balked at a crucial stage when the speed went on as well. I thought it would race a lot closer to the speed from Barrier 3 here and run well. 10, Sir Pippin, just a bit of a grinder for mine. He'll be toughing it out at the end, and maybe 13, Sam Slick. That track played very funny last week, especially early in the day, and he was probably one that was detrimental to his chances. He's next best. 12, 6, 10 and 13.
Yeah, I think it's a good betting race for those top two numbers. There's no speed in the race. They should go forward and control it. And I think number 6, One More Try, is just an each-way certainty. It was terrific first up. It was just powering through the line. It's fitter. I just hope Fred Kersley goes forward and stalks Dr. Drill, who may be the likely leader. I think Dr. Drill will put a length on him, and then I'm looking for One More Try to just build momentum and run it down. If it's ridden that way, it can't miss each way. To beat number 12, Dr. Drill, going well. It's going to look the winner for sure. Got a great chance. Take your pick after that. I threw in number 5, Mawani Machine, who was one paced first up. It's got a chance. It'll need the right sort of run in transit. And 4th pick, maybe number 1, Mascolino, comes through the One More Try race. Will be back inside and grinding away, might run a place. I think they'll dominate 6 and 12. I'm keen on 6. 6, 12, 5 and 1.
Matt Hill likes number 12, Dr. Drill, to beat 10, 6 and 1. 12, 10, 6 and 1 in race 7. Now, Streets of Avalon, as we know, was entered for a race up here in Brisbane, and it was scratched from both of those races yesterday on vets. But it was it a case, do you know, Dean, whether it just simply didn't get a plane?
I don't know what the sort of story was, Andrew. I think obviously they were hoping to get into the Stradbroke, and they've had all different contingencies of where they wanted to run him. But, I just imagined they decided to stay here once they couldn't get in the Stradbroke. But
yeah, it was they were meant to. I'll text Shane because it was interesting. It came out on vets yesterday from the two races here. But anyway, it's running here in the 8th race at Flemington, Streets of Avalon, number 1, and it's been an early mover. 12, now $10, number 1. 3, Hellover Street at $5.50. 5, Iconic, number 4, Iconoclasm at $3.50. Down to 6, Manalo Blahnik at $7.50 at tab. 9, First Hand at $9.50. Down to 12, Villamont, 19, along with 14, Shoko. What have we got left? Holbein, number 15, a $15 chance. And Blazkowski, number 17, for Greg Urell at $7. Mark, what do you like in race 8?
I think Iconoclasm's a good thing, Andrew. It's had two goes for Denny O'Brien. I thought the first up win was solid without being spectacular, and I thought its last run was terrific, even though it's got a zero next to it. It was a mile back, nothing made ground. I thought it was really strong through the line. It's fitter. It's had a jump out. It gets to its home track at Flemington. It gets to 1,400 metres. It just gets a beautiful run behind the speed set by probably Hell of a Street, Shoko, and the Streets of Avalon and Co. And Look, I just think it will win. Outside it, I think it's even. Maybe number six, Manolo Blahnik, just doesn't win out of turn but will run on. Three, Hell of a Street. If you heard the trainer on radio, you wouldn't be backing it. He thinks fitness is the query, but it will give a good sight. And maybe number nine, First Hand, coming off a weaker race first up, should be suited by the tempo. I think four wins from six, three and nine.
Yeah, I agree. I think he'll win Iconoclasm. I just wish he'd drawn a little bit wider. He's a horse that really likes to... He can't sit and sprint. He's got to wind into his races. And I just... If Shoko, Streets of Avalon, Holby, and depending who crosses him, if he ends up 1-1, he'll be fine. And I think then he'll go on and win the race. I just hope he doesn't get held up because he needs to roll into a race. Hell of a Street, yeah, he's a query runner. He's good, fresh. He's a terrific horse overall. I'm putting him in. Manolo Blahnik doesn't win out of turn, but three wide with cover here running on. And I've put in First Hand next best. I thought it was a good roughie for the trifectas in Torgus, and didn't think he was too bad first up, and he does go well second up. But I think Iconoclasm is the one to beat. Just needs to roll into the race, and I think he'll win 4-3, 6-9.
4-3, 6-9, and the other one, Torgerson, and it was scratched from the wet track in Sydney. So we'll take the note there. 17, Blazkowski is Matt Hill's tip number 17 to beat 4, 12, and 1 in the Henry Bolte race number 8. The last at Flemington, the Eugene Gorman, Aristocratic Mist number 2 for Tony McAvoy at $9, 4 Shawnee at $2.40. 6 Orsean at 10, down to 8 Vanuatu at $7.50, 9 Wham at 14, 10 Thunderdome currently at $9.50, Despacito number 12 at 11, 13 Neighbourhood at $9.50. They're the main ones in the market here for the last. Dean, how do you see it?
I think Chris Waller will win the race, Andrew. He's got Shawnee, who's the favourite, deservedly so. She was terrific last start. She's having a really good preparation. She'll be back and swooping home, and I think hard to beat. Orsean, I was giving a great chance to last start, and I thought he just got in all the wrong spots, and I'd expect with Mark Zara aboard today that won't be happening. And I think one of the two will probably win. The other one worth including, depending on how the track's playing, Thunderdome will make his own luck up on the speed. He needs another win, but he's competitive in this grade, and Vanuatu back out the 1600 next best. But as I said, I think good race for the Waller stable, 4, 6, 10 and 8.
Yeah, I've just reversed the exacta there, number 6 Orsean. I just think the riding change is a huge plus. It just got in all the wrong spots last time, never ever got a chance to get to the outside and wind up. I think here, obviously from barrier 15, get back, come to the outside, and be really strong and more than happy to back it each way. To beat number 4 Shawnee, it might win, it's going well, it's short enough odds, it's going to be in the finish. Number 13 Neighbourhood, I just think you'll see the wave come down the outside this race. Neighbourhood never had much room to wind up last time. And 8 Vanuatu, desperate for the mile, drawn inside. I just hope it's not ridden aggressively early. Let it balance up. If it has a bit of luck then, it's another one that we'll be running on. 6, 4, 13 and 8.
6, 4, 13 and 8 from Mark. And from Matt Hill, it's 13 Neighbourhood as his value best of the day to beat 4, 8 and 2. 13, 4, 8 and 2. So they're the tips for the 9 races. What's your best, Mark?
Hostile Go race 7, number 6, One More Try, and race 8, number 4, Iconoclasm. And around the ground, Soss will go each way at Swan Hill. Good odds. Race 8, number 8, Radiant Warrior.
Race 8, number 8 in the famous Quambatook Cup. And number 8 here, Radiant Warrior, $8 and $2.90 the place. And that race to be run at basically a quarter to four. 8-8 at Swan Hill. And I see Harbour Views got the money there yesterday in a smallish field, Mark.
Yeah, now going for a spell. I think O'Ready's going to have a couple of months off Harbour Views. Very promising horse for sure.
He is. All right. All right, mate. Good luck. We'll talk to you on Monday, of course, with our public holidays.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hutter there. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, I like Dr. Drill in race 7, number 12, and race 8, number 4, Iconoclasm. They're the two best for me.
Righto. That's 7, 12, and 8, 4. What have you found something here in Brisbane?
I'm going to have something in the Stradbroke on Endless Drama. I thought he ran well last start. I think he'll get a cheap run and back to a handicap. I think Tony Pike's had a fantastic winter carnival, and it might be the other one that does the job for him today.
Michael Maxworthy's just dropped in here. Any thoughts on endless advice from you, endless drama from you, Maxie?
It was an eye-catching run, wasn't it, Dean? He was back last. He may have been flattered a little bit by the perceived bias towards the inside that day, but no, he won a trial really well, and if he can back that run up today, he's got a good chance. Last time we spoke to Dean, he was pushing order again, and he was spot on. So
he was.
Let's heed the tip with endless drama.
Endless drama, and just looking at the bureau radar up here, they're saying patchy rain from 11 o'clock or something like that. There is a band of rain coming down from where do you describe that? Like in Queensland, Maxie, not knowing. So there's Brisbane. This is great radio, the DOS. Mm-hmm. But it's coming through Kingaroy. What area is Kingaroy in?
Well, it's sort of hinterland.
Hinterland, yeah, okay.
Sunshine Coast sort of hinterland up that way.
Righto. Yeah. It's off the coast, but it's sort of heading. It looks like we are definitely going to get something. And then there's a backup, another 50 or 80 K behind that. So we'll just wait and see. But the boys are confident it won't impact the track through this meeting. Hey, Dean.
Hey, Andrew. The other one I want to mention, race 5, number 11, Junipel. Keep an eye on him. He's big odds. I don't know if he might need one more run and there'll be a day for him up there, but he's a very nice horse and ran well first up.
Race 5, number 11 here at Eagle Farm. We'll hear from you on the National Racing Service through the afternoon, Dean. Enjoy your day, mate. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk Monday with the public holidays. So where the racing in Victoria on Monday?
Mornington.
All right, we'll do that at 9 o'clock.
Big 9 race program.
All right, plenty of horses to look at by the sounds of the tone there. All right, have a good one.
Terrific. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Matthew.
Dean Lester and Mark Hunter looking today at Flemington. A break, and then we'll be looking at this major program at Eagle Farm.
After the Brisbane Tips, your New South Wales provincial preview.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Grigio. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Hurry, the Bond's got to have 40% off everything sales in its final days. Head in store or online now. See bonds.com.au for terms and exclusions. A car breakdown at Padstow. It's the M5 eastbound off-ramp to Fairford Road. It's taken out lane 2 eastbound. Western sections of the M4 still a little on the foggy side. And the M5, most of that fog is clear, but it's a slow inbound run through the tunnels there towards the airport. And if you're heading off towards International, you're going to struggle with Mars Street and Airport Drive. Get some Volkswagen end of financial year satisfaction with 3 years free scheduled servicing on selected Tiguan 132 TSI Comfort Line models. T's and C's at Volkswagen.com.au. Steve Carline, number one in racing, Sky Sports Radio.
There's nothing like the Sapphire Coast for first-class racing. Sunday, it's the annual Marimbula Jazz Festival Race Day with stacks of entertainment for the whole family. Get your full Sapphire Coast preview, 10:15, Sunday morning, on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ can be trusted every morning to bring you the latest. Hear from the newsmakers around New South Wales and breaking race news around the world. Just like trainer Lloyd Kennerwell on the future for international traveller Vedora.
You're getting the exclusive. She's officially sold and done as a broodmare, which is great. She's been terrific success and really helped my career boom.
Don't miss out on all the racing news, previews and tab markets with Racing HQ every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
With Australian racing and breeding tables being dominated by sires who have delivered type and speed over and above their service fee price tags, Saboog offers breeders an opportunity to invest on the back of two big mare books of 152 and 178 in his first two seasons. Backed not only by Kitchwin Hills, but a who's who of Australian racing and breeding, Saboog is all set to explode into the racing scene. If type matters, if two-year-old speed matters, then Saboog is poised. This is just the beginning. Visit KitchwinHills.com.
50 months interest free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until July 2023. Harvey Norman, massive half yearly clearance. Furniture, bedding in Manchester. Home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 50 months interest free store wide. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until July 2023. Harvey Norman, massive half yearly clearance on now. Go! Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It's 29 to 10. Time to look at today's program here, where we're broadcasting this morning at Eagle Farm. TAB Stradbroke Day, but the Derby, the JJ Atkins are the other Group 1s. Then you get the Brisbane Cup and that Hinkler. I know there's been a lot of scratchings, Michael Maxworthy, as I say good morning to you again, but the main horses are still there in that race.
Yeah, a lot of emergencies drawn up today, didn't get a start. You've covered off on Scarlet Dream from the Queensland Derby. What a horror story that is. They specifically missed the Oaks, planning to run it today, and then that happened this morning. But
can't believe it. Can't believe it.
But a great card of racing. Trying to do the form and measure it all has been a little bit of a nightmare. But
a nightmare, but an enjoyable nightmare.
Well, it's a challenge.
Yes.
We all love a challenge.
Exactly. we certainly do. All right, let's help our listeners. The first race, as normal, through the carnival at 10 past 11. Plakestone, the favourite here at the moment, number one at $2.15. Seven Ready to Profit. Got a good push from Adrian Bott this morning at $5.50. Senor Fox, number three at $6. And Jammy Lady, number 10 at $9.
Yeah, good race to kick off with the Daybreak Lover. This was the race that started it for the Bostonian 12 months ago, and he's been undefeated here in Queensland ever since. Good field again. And with All Stars not running, a bit of on-pace speed has come out of it, so that's certainly going to help a horse like Ready to Profit. It'll jump and run. I'm with the Snowden runner, number three here, Sonora Fox, who was really good at Scone, running fourth there in the Guineas behind Wild Planet. Got a long way back, was making significant progress late. And then it went around here at Eagle Farm a fortnight ago in the Fred Best, the last race that day, and from gate number nine was obliged to race very wide. And I thought he boxed on quite well. He is dropping back to 1,200 metres, but that's not a major concern for me. There's only nine horses lining up here, and he will be strong at the end. Plagstone, I think a little bit of a risk today. His three runs here in Brisbane this time in have all been super, but from good barriers. And I can just see him maybe doing it the tough way today. He's the quality horse, but he will need some luck. Number 10, Jammy Lady. She's got some terrific form around Zoo Style and a few other very good horses. And she's got a good gate to either lead or take the sit on Ready to Profit. And then I've got Ready to Profit in the mix, definitely. It depends on how much work she's got to do early. But number three, Senor Fox from 1, 10 and 7.
Race two is the Dane Ripper. And in market order here, number eight, Outback Barbie. Down now at $2.70, number eight. Conti Patiro, number six, at $3.50. Prompt Response, talking to Blake Shin in the van here yesterday, he thought just the weight today could have just go against her, that high weight of, 60 kilos, currently at $5.50. They dominated. The next one, Invincibella, at 10.
Yeah, Prompt Response, but for the weight, you'd give her a really good chance here. She loves it. She always races well here in Brisbane. I think she won a Group 2 and a Group 1 the last couple of years. So
they're certainly eyeing off the Tiara when the weights level up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And she's got an awkward gait here. And I thought she was sort of ridden a bit negatively there in the Kingsford Smith Cup. I thought she'd hold a more prominent spot. Effort was good. However, I'm looking at the handicaps here, and I'm with Outback Barbie again. I think I've been on her at her last five, and more often than not, she's struck trouble. Now, she's dropping back from those Group 1s, the 10,000, where she was stuck behind a stablemate. I'm a Ripper, should have finished closer. And then in the Bostonians, Kingsford Smith Cup, she didn't have a lot of room to move in the straight. Today, a bit of a smaller field of 11. Hopefully she can see some daylight, and we see the real Outback Barbie today. I love the way she worked here on Tuesday morning as well. Number six, Conta Patiro, the USA mare. She was terrific at Scone. Looked as though she was going to drop out 200 metres to go, but she really rallied and was strong on the line. I expect her to go forward. Definitely Prompt Response. She's class, and so too is Invincibella number two. She's getting blinkers first time today from the good gate. We might see Invincibella improve a little bit. 8, 6, 1, and 2.
To race number three, the Wayne Wilson. Saw a tweet through. The years have gone away from us pretty quick since we sadly lost Wayne.
Yeah, 5 years. I think it was today. It was the Friday.
It was the close, yeah.
And this was his big day.
It was.
It's great that they remember him with this race too.
For sure. Redouble here, number eight. It's the favourite just at 460. Two order again. Just drifting out a little bit this morning already to 480. And then it's out to Mr. Seawolf, number four, at $6.
Yeah, a lot of these horses are coming out of that order again race here a fortnight ago. It was this track and distance. However, things are a little bit different for Order Again today. He's got a little bit of an awkward alley where he had the run of the race, 6-7th, coming through the pack to get up and score. There were a lot of good runs in that race. I thought Salsonic was good, Duke of Valentinois was good, and Bergerac came from last and motored home down the outside. So I think that's the form race. Duke of Valentinois, I've got in on top. He's another horse that... he's been up here the last 2 years, and he always puts in a good one. And I thought his fifth placing was quite good. He was back and very wide there in the Order Again race. He's going to get a much more economical run in transit today, Duke of Valentinois. To beat number two, Order Again, he's a very good horse, as we know. If he gets the luck, he can certainly win. Redouble number eight. That was a good performance running down Natch, who I thought was home at Doomben. He's just got to see out the 1,600 metres, but he's got the right gait and he's very fit to see it out. And then number 11, Bergerac. He was the eye catcher out of that Order Again race. 3, 2, 8 and 11.
To race number four, this is this competitive Hinkler race. We've had a few scratchings, but all the main horses are here, and Noble Boys back again with G Boss on today. Gee, it's a mover this morning. $2.15, now $1.95. Number 10,
right?
Noble Boy, yeah, $1.95.
Wow. Against a horse like Victorum.
Victorum has also, the market, I guess it's they've worked it out with the scratchings this morning, but Victorum's now $4.40. It's tightened a little bit. Tactical Advantage at $4.60 has been a drifter. In Good Time, still trying to look out for a run from its last couple. 17, now 13, number 14.
Yeah, so we've got as you mentioned, a lot of scratchings here and a couple of important ones. So we see the firmest, but gee, I couldn't possibly take odds on. Surely it'll go odds against, hopefully, in the next couple of hours, Noble Boy, if you're interested in him. This is his toughest test, I feel, so far. I know he's got the really good record, and that win here a fortnight ago, this track and distance was good. The horse that finished a length and a half, or two and a half behind him, Sony Legend, was very unlucky, so that margin probably should have been reduced a little bit with Sony Legend, if he had luck in running, finishing a bit closer. Anyway, I'm going with the horse that's been there and done that, Victorum. I think he's better suited under the conditions of this race, with only 3.5 kilos over the minimum. He'll get to the outside, and I think he'll storm home over the top of them. Four on top of number 10, Noble Boy. Then number 14 in Good Time, and one Tactical Advantage, who gets the run now. Don't forget him, because he can really sprint hard if the speed's on. 4-10, 14-1.
Can't wait to see it at 5-1, race 4. Race 5, the Queensland Guineas, as these feature races build into the Group 1s. Colding's up from the Wallace Sydney Stable, currently at $2.30 in favourite, number 5. One Ringer Ding Ding at $5.50. Pahuta Kawa, number 14, is at $6. Again, they dominate it. Seabrook, the next one, is at $12.
Excellent race. I've just copped the tip with this Colding, who has really stepped up his form. I understand he was gelded, and then he's knocked in three terrific wins in much easier grade. But, gee, visually, the way he's been doing it, visually and also on the clock, he's been charging to the winning post. He's by Ocean Park, so he's bred to get out a little bit further. So I'm going to cop a tip here with Colding, number 5. And he's got a bit more of an awkward gait today, but I think they'll string out here and he'll get his chance to balance up and charge. Stablemate Ring-a-Ding-Ding, number 1. Geez, well placed here under the set weights of these three-year-old races. When he gets back to his own age, he's always very hard to beat, Ring-a-Ding-Ding. And they did want to run him in the Stradbroke, but he didn't get a run. Other chances, clearly these girls down the bottom coming out of the Fred Best. 14 for Hutakawa and 13 Seabrook. They had bit of a checkered passage in the home straight in the best. And he could easily throw in Baccarat Baby. She was super. She actually beat them home, running on down the outside. So it's a great race, the Guineas. Got five Colding in on top, though, ahead of One Ring a Ding Ding, 14 Pahutakawa, and then 13 Seabrook.
I've had something each way. I don't normally air what I back.
No.
I back Crafty Spirit at a mile.
Yes.
I know this is a tougher race, but I just love the it's run the other day.
Yeah, he was close up towards the inside there.
Yeah.
And I know Danny Begore's got a high opinion of him. He felt that he might even stretch out to the Derby, but it's all come around a little bit too soon. Mm. But you're right, he was a massive price the other day.
He was. He paid $100 or something.
He's just going to need a great ride from Brad Stewart from that gate, but he's in there with some hope.
Righto. Race 6, the first of the Group 1s, the Magic Millions, J.J. Atkins. And at the moment, Accession is now favourite. 360 to 320 this morning, number 1. 7, Prince Fay was at 370. 2, Strasbourg at $6. 8, Reloaded, easing to 750 this morning. And the stablemate Kubrick is now $12. And Tsar Sun, 18.15. At the moment, number 3, Tsar Sun at 15.
He's got blinkers on, first time Tsar Sun, so I'm pretty sure he's going to roll along and set a nice tempo here. A few of these horses stepping it up to the mile for the first time, and a lot of them have been indicating recently that this is what they've been looking for, in particular the one that I like, number 7, Prince Fawaz. Look, we all know that he was very unlucky at Newcastle, too back. He just got too far back out of his ground, but gee, closing sectionals was super. And then he set the record straight at Randwick last start, beating Reloaded. Reloaded was ridden a little bit more handier, and I know Chris Waller in this bigger field wants him to be ridden more conservatively, so he's got a burst at the end, Reloaded. But that particular day, he came around the heels, Reloaded, and shunted into the clear. And Prince Fawaz was knocked down on two occasions, yet he picked himself up and he raced away, suggesting that the mile is just what the doctor ordered. So I'm all over him here. I do like that price too, Prince Fawaz. To beat number 8, Reloaded. Awkward gate, so hopefully he can slot in to a one-hour position, 7th, 8th or 9th and run on. Accession, definitely. I thought his run in the size was terrific. A little bit unlucky, held up slightly, and I thought he went home better than the eventual winner, Strasbourg. And then number 4, Garibaldi, who's going to box seat for fun here. Other chances as well, but principally 7 on top, Prince Fawaz from 8-1-4.
Race number 7 is the Channel 7 Queensland Derby, and after being squeezed out early in the SA Derby, Mr. Quickies here for Philip Stokes and Peter Moody in the ownership here with his group. Number 2 currently at 460, joint favourite with an easing no boo, number 6. They're both at 460. Re-edit, number 17, comes here, missed the Oaks, couldn't get a run there, gets into the Derby at currently 550, and Aliferous, the next one, at 11.
Yeah, facts and figures say that had Re-Edit got into the Oaks last Saturday, she probably would have won it.
Mm.
She was super behind Kennedna in the O'Shea, the last race on the card. So she's backing up. Aliferous is backing up as well. I'm with Mr. Quickie. They've got to squeeze another good run out of him. I love his record. 8 wins from 12. He's in great hands with Philip Stokes and, as you mentioned, Peter Moody. The damage was done in the SA Derby at the start when he was the meat in the sandwich. Took one step out of the gates and I thought it was all over for him because he was back near last and he had to come around the entire field. But he kept up a really strong gallop. So from the gate today, I'm hoping he can race more handier, perhaps in the first 8 somewhere, 6th, 7th and 8th, getting some cover. And I think he's the way to go, Mr. Quickie. Number 6, No Boo. His last two runs in Sydney have been super, especially under the big weight last start. He made up all of that ground, and Cariff, one of his rivals today, sort of shifted out in front of him a couple of times. So it was a determined effort from No Boo. Then I've got number 17, Re-Edit. and number 15, Oliferous. Originally had Scarlet Dream in the mix. 2, 6, 17 and 15 in the Derby.
2, 6, 17 and 15. And for those that may not be aware, Scarlet Dream suffered a little punctured wound around the girth area. The horse contacted some sort of fence this morning and has that punctured wound. So that's the reason, disappointingly for all concerned, that she's not there today. The Tab Stradbroke, the big group, one at 3.35. The Bostonian, this market's been up for ages. It's the favourite, number one, at 4.60. Five Trekking's gone, 6, 6.50, 6, and now 6.50. 13 Tie Zone at 9.50. Widgie Turf, back on Wednesday, you could have got 14. It's now $11. And then you've got Endless Drama, Viridine, Pretty in Pink, all at 14.
I've sort of got the top two in the market as my choices here. The Bostonian over Trekking. I think their form is very solid coming out of the Kingston Smith, which was 1,300 metres here a fortnight ago.
Yeah.
Today, though, under handicap conditions, Trekking meets the Bostonian 3 kilos better. And the margin was, what, three quarters of a, well, about a length. But I'm just going to stick with the Bostonian here. Look, he won the 10,000 and then getting a similar run in transit in the Kingston Smith. And I think similarly today, he comes out of barrier six. He lobs probably fifth, sixth, seventh, close to the rails. And I think 57 kilo handicap in this day and age, it's all different from history. I think he can carry it and score. Definitely Trekking can win the race. There's no question about that. Then I'm looking at 9, Tom Melvin to run on. 13, Tie Zone to run on as well. 1, 5, 9, 13. And there are another a host of other horses that could fill the minors.
3.35, start time for this year's Tab Stradbroke. The last, the Lexus Brisbane Cup. We've got some good stories that could come out of this, particularly the Candyman. One operation went for 12 hours around its jaw area over 12 months ago. It's now favourite, the Candyman, number 7 at 4.20. 3.60's Groove out to 4.40. Harrowpaw number 5 is at $5. And Grey Lion, $6.50.
Well, he's favourite. On reputation and this story behind him, Andrew, because on facts and figures he shouldn't be.
Really?
Well, if you have a look at the race the other day here, Harrowpaw, who was gaining on him towards the end over the 2,200 metres, had to go back from a wide gate and had to make up all of that ground, and he meets him a little bit better at the handicaps. This time, the Candyman's drawn out in stall number, 13 now with the emergency, so. And plus he's going up to the mile and a half. So, look, he can win it for sure, the Candyman, and make it 8 on the trot. But I'm all over Harrowpaw here. I thought his run was super. Candyman held him by a neck, but his gallop on Tuesday morning with Nobu at the Gold Coast, Andrew, was terrific. And I think this is spot on for him, Harrowpaw. I've got number 360's Groove in as the second choice, and he can win it. He's got terrific form through the Doomben Cup, and then the PJ O'Shea last week. He's on that seven-day backup. Then 7, the Candyman, and number 12, I. Graham, a New Zealand mare, likely to go forward and hold on and run a place. So I think 5, Harrowpaw, from 3, 7, and 12 in the Cup.
Righto, so they're the 9 races on this huge day for Tab Stradbroke Day with the other group ones, the Derby and the JJ Atkins, and we're about an hour and 20 only from this first race here. Sky's overcast. We'll just see if the showers do arrive. How are you going to play it?
Well, it was difficult to single one out today, I felt, with all of these different form lines, to get overly confident. But, look, there's been a big market push for Colding at his last couple of starts. There's just an air of confidence about this horse going forward. This could slingshot him into being something well and truly above average today. So I'll cop the tip with all the money. 5-5 Colding, and I do think that one in the last, 9-5 Harrowpaw, around about $5 is a good bet.
Harrowpaw for Blake Shin. Good on you, Maxie. You're primed, you're dressed, you're ready to go,
ready
mate.
To go.
Hope it's a terrific day.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. See you.
Good on you. Michael Maxworthy looking at today's meeting at Eagle Farm, and it's all a part of this $4 million Stradbroke Day. The terrific racing, sprinting elite in the Stradbroke. We've got the Derby, the Atkins, and a trio of Group 2 classics led by the Brisbane Cup. The $4 million Stradbroke Day. It all begins in an hour and 20 minutes at 10 past 11. Gary Harley's online. What have you phoned in for, Gary?
Pardon?
I knew I'd get it.
What have I phoned in for?
Yeah.
You phoned me.
Oh, come on, Gary. Just go
I
with the story.
I can't afford to make these long-distance calls.
Just having a bit of fun, Gaz. Let's hurl into it, mate. We're at Newcastle. They'll be primed. They'll be happy with a new $1 million race announced earlier this week.
Absolutely wrapped with that. And also the standalone meeting, which is on that day, of course. Haven't had a standalone, Andrew, since the Olympics in Sydney in 2000 when they were asked to have the standalone because they couldn't have a race meeting in Sydney with everything going on. It's a great track, as you know, similar to Randwick, but Kembla, and with both of those tracks getting $1 million in standalone races, I mean, it's incredible. What
it
a
is.
Idea about that, mate, in Newcastle. They're wrapped to have it and privileged that Peter Volandis, Russell Balding, and Racing New South Wales have allocated a standalone and $1 million race to the club.
Yeah, well done, Newcastle and Kembla Grange, with the Gong and the Hunter to be run in November. All right, mate, we're running a bit late, so we'll hurl into it here. The first, number four, More Than a Horse is the favourite over Shanta Race, $2.25 and $2.50.
I like Shanta Race, only just ahead of More Than a Horse. Shanta Race is a Godolphin filly. They got five runners here today, and four starts for fourth placing. Just got beat at Kembla the other day, and it did race very well when it runs second here back in April. More Than a Horse had no luck at all last start at Kembla. It looked a good thing beaten there. It must have improved because the day I saw it at Musselbrook in March, it was only average, but that was a really good run. Number three, Grand Eagle. First up run in Australia was good, and Greenskeeper is honest. 1-4-3-7.
1-4-3-7. Race two, a ruling symbol here for Guri is the favourite at $2.90. Cry of Achilles, number one, at $3.50. And two, Go Fish Go at $4.60.
He's my best bet of the day, ruling symbol. He bolted in here the other day. Won by more than three lengths, second up from a spell. He's always shown good potential in the Chris Lee stable. And Aaron Bullock with Gibbo riding in Sydney today. Aaron Bullock gets the ride. He looks a better the day to me. Cry of Achilles is going really good for Brad Widdup. A win in 2 seconds, its last three. The win at Kembla was good. Go Fish Go, forget its last run. Blundered at the 300. Didn't run on at Hawkesbury. It won well at Wyom prior to that. And number seven, Timian's going well. 3-1-2-7.
3-1-2-7. Race three. It's a rugby league day there by the sounds of these sponsored names, Gary.
Yeah, the New South Wales Country Rugby League race day. First time they've ever had one here, Andrew.
Oh, fantastic. Well, the toppy here, Castel St. Angelo. It's $1.75 for Gay and Adrian. Two, Di Valara at $3.70. And three, Royal Anthem. The next one at $4.
Jeez, $1.75 now, Andrew. This horse went up $3.50. But since the markets went up with Tab, Pellicle, a $4 chair, has come out. So they were just about equal favourites, but that is a hell of a big short nut. $1.75. I think it'll win. But on pacer with Gay and Adrian, they've got run down, but it runs second to Ovira at Hawkesbury last start. Just beaten at Warwick Farm half a length back in October. It'll be fitter for the first up run. Good ride for Kobe Jennings. Number two, D. Valera for John O'Shea. Got three runs back. Going okay without setting the world on fire. Has raced well here before. It's my second pick. Three Royal Anthem, run a number of seconds. It ran second at Hawkesbury the other day after getting a check soon after the start, getting held up. It's a chance in the Golden Bear for Mark Newnham. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Race number four, a maiden, and John O'Shea's got the toppy here. It's the even May favourite, $2, but not far behind it, Gary, is Oslo, number eight. It's at $2.20.
Yeah, not much between them. I like Oslo. I think he's a very, very nice horse in the snow camp by Piero. He's run at Gosford last start, second run in a race, first up from a spell, was a beauty because the winner is very, very good, Sir Elton. Beat him 2.5 lengths. He went back Oslo. Worst of midfield, sticks off the lead. Oh, gee, ran on hard. Mate, he gave the impression that he wants a big track like Newcastle. Settle down, back in the field, and he'll come with a terrific run at the end, I'm sure. Got him on top for Travis Wolfram riding. Emergent trial was sensational, I thought, at Randwick. Run second to mid-air, never, ever off the bit. Just cruised up in the straight. He'd run fourth to Wonder Babe one day at Randwick, way back on Boxing Day. It's a big threat. Nothing between them. 8 to beat 1. 6 Acid hit the line good. The Godolphin last started Gosford. And 7 Margie B. Didn't have a lot of luck at Musselbrook, but I thought it would have went better. 8, 1, 6 and 7.
Race 5, this is a 2-year-old maiden, California Musical. Number 1's the favourite at 360. 6, gee, how's this one? Manda Rigma.
Manda Rigma, yeah.
Number 6 at $3.60. And 2, Elusive Eagle, is at $4.20. And it has tightened up a little bit this morning, number 2.
Yeah, a few chances there. Manda Rigma has won his last three trials. He's a Sebring colt with Chris Lees, another one of the gurus. Last trial here that he won on the 9th of May, he was running second three off the lead at the 600, but he was too good in the run home. He hasn't won the trials by big spaces, but he's had a bit up his sleeve. I think he's pretty smart. California Musical is the first starter with the snow. Hit second in a recent trial at Hawkesbury at Lead, and Trip Sedacious beat it. So it was a pretty strong trial. It was a bit too good to win it, but I still thought it trialled pretty well. It'll be hard to beat. Number 11 is my third pick. Miraculous for Brad Widder. Didn't do a lot first up, but didn't have a lot of luck either. And number 2, Elusive Eagle, trialled okay. 6, 1, 11 and 2.
6, 1, 11 and 2 in race 5. Race 6 of class 1. First run here, Matt Smith wasn't overly confident or pushy this morning when we spoke to him that, you know, a horse coming from overseas normally can take a run or two, but it's the favourite at $3.20. Moana Jewel, number 5, is at $4.
I think it'll win. Its trial was an absolute ripper. He's a horse, Andrew Attorney, that's got up over 3,000 metres in Europe. This is 1,600 first up, so he should be nice and fresh. He's had two trials. I beat a furlong in the first one at Warwick Farm, but all the other day he ran boy in a trial at Randwick. We're talking about a stayer here. Last out of the barrier, last on the home turf, last in the straight. Corey rode it. God beat 2.5 lengths by G at Renon Well in a field of 7. The big track, the long run home, hoping for a bit of pace. He'll get back. I reckon first up he'll run a ripper over the mile here. Chad Lever to ride. Moana Jewel went really good for Tracy Bartley the other day, a former Victorian, and two runs in, New South Wales, only just beaten at Hawkesbury. Number 2, Saving, it finished second here behind Viva Marie. Wasn't the strongest field, but it went okay. And number 7, Tara for James Cummings. It's had two runs for a win and a third. 1-5, 2-7.
Race 7 of Fillies and Mares there at Newcastle. Number 2, Aim for Perfection. Another shorty today, $1.65, number 2. Number 1, Outback Diva at $2.30, and they dominated again. The next best, Karen Bowler, number 3, at $8.50.
This is the best two-horse race I've seen, from what I've seen. These two at the top, Andrew, had the potential. Well, they'll progress to City, no doubt. When they get to Saturday City. I don't know, but they're both very good. I don't think there should be that much between them. But I'm with number 2, Aim for Perfection, for Mark Newnham and Gurry. It's only started here the other day. It was a ripper.